Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of the heart. We've talked about the fact that we have a brand new heart when we're born again, and this is the heart where the seat of inward reasoning, inward intentions and purposes are, and this is the inner man, the hidden man of the heart, as distinguished from our soul, where the will, intellect, and emotions is. We've talked about why the heart's important. We believe with our heart, and we confess with our mouth to release the salvation of the Lord. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and it's going to release the power of God. Remember, the word is sown in your heart, and that's what God's looking upon. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. And it is very important that we guard our heart, because out of it flows the issues or the forces of life. We've talked about what we do with our heart. We've also talked about the word of God in our heart. It is so important to get the word in your heart, hide the word in your heart so you will not sin against the Lord. Get the word in. It produces joy and rejoicing. It produces wisdom. And when the law of God's in your heart, you'll delight to do the will of God, and none of your steps will slide. Remember, the word of God is written in your heart and in your mind. And we need to keep the word in our heart. And we talked about how Satan comes to try to take the word out of our heart. He comes with affliction or persecution or cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, lusts of other things. If they can enter in, then the enemy will be able to either take the word out or choke the word, and then it will not produce fruit. Remember, God's word in your heart will produce fruit after its own kind if it can stay in your heart. That's why Satan comes. That's why the temptations come. They are arising because of the word's sake. In the last broadcast, we talked about God's dealing with our heart. And we saw in Psalms 26 where he said, "Examine me, O Lord, and prove me." He's going to examine you, prove you, and try you, test you in the area of your heart to find out whether you're going to walk in the ways of the Lord. You know, if you start waiting on the Lord and following his ways and getting his word and actively walking with him, he will strengthen your heart, and you will walk in the ways of the Lord. Deuteronomy 8:2, we saw the scripture where God led them the 40 years through the wilderness. And what was he doing? He was humbling them, and he said he was proving them to know what was in their heart, whether they would keep the commandments or not. This is important. You must understand that God is going to humble you, and he's going to prove you in your life to find out what is in your heart. And the way he knows what's in your heart is whether you will keep his commandments or not. You can't throw that thought out that so many people say that, God knows my heart. When we've been walking in the wrong ways, that is just a cop-out. The truth is, he absolutely knows our heart, and it is evidenced by whether we're keeping his commandments or not. You know, the Bible says we are supposed to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and it's going to be evident by our walk. He is going to prove you and find out if you really do love him with your heart. That's why he knows your works. He knows your works, and your works are so important because they show forth what really is in your heart. Don't be deceived just to think the fact that, well, God knows my heart. Just try to justify, you know, the fact why you do what you do. God knows what's in your heart, and if it's not producing good fruit, then you have a problem. You have let evil into your heart. If our heart's right, we'll be doing the things God wants us to do. And we saw that scripture in Exodus 36:2, where it talks about every wise-hearted man in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, even everyone whose heart stirred him up to come unto the work to do it. If you have a heart that is filled with the wisdom of God and the ways of God, then your heart will stir you up to come unto the work of the Lord to do it. You'll be a doer of the word. You will be out there passing out tracts. You'll be witnessing. You'll be casting out demons. You'll be healing the sick. You'll be witnessing and sharing the good news with people. You'll be helping out and doing the work of the ministry in the church. If your heart is not right with the Lord, then you'll be just doing your own thing, serving self. Well, God wants us to come out of self, and we are to have a heart that is for the Lord. Remember, we're bought with a price. We belong to Him, and we need to be yielded unto the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 2:4 talks about the fact that God put us in trust with the gospel, and it says that we are to not be a man pleaser, but we're to be a God pleaser who tries our hearts. He wants us to be sure that we're going to preach the gospel uncompromisingly. We're not going to water down the gospel just to try to please people or to appease them. We're not going to please men. We're going to please God. He tries our hearts, and He's expecting you to stand up for the gospel, stand up uncompromised, and speak the truth, and walk in the ways of the Lord. That's what God is wanting to see, and that's what this world needs to see. They need to see Christians that are not hypocritical, but they're ones that will stand up and walk in the ways of the Lord uncompromisingly, and they will not bow. God is testing your heart, and He wants you to be a God-pleaser. 2 Thessalonians 3:5, the Bible says, the Lord directs our heart into the love of God. I tell you, everything that God does is going to always lead you in the ways of love. If you're not walking in the ways of love, then your heart is not right before the Lord. If you have unforgiveness or resentment or anger in your heart, hatred in your heart, these things are showing the fact that you have a wrong heart attitude and you are not in walking in the ways of the Lord. God will always direct your heart into walking in line with the love of God. Romans 8:27 says, He that searches the hearts knows what's the mind of the Spirit. God is one who searches our heart. He searches our heart. He knows what's there. And I'll tell you, we need to be sure that we have searched our heart so that we understand if there's any evil way in us. It's important that we have our heart right. That's why the psalmist said, Search me, O God, know my heart, try me, know my thoughts. You see, the counsels of the hearts are going to be manifest. It says that over in 1 Corinthians 4:5. It says that when the Lord comes, He will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and He will make manifest the counsel of the hearts. You might fool men, but you can't fool God. He's going to make manifest the counsel of our heart, the motivation, the desire, the intention, the purposes of our heart. And then every man shall have praise of God. God knows the hearts of all, and He's looking for you to have a heart that is right towards Him. Well, we're going to be talking about evil in our heart today. Evil can get into the heart of man, and this is because of the fact that he hasn't got the Word in him. We see principles in the Old Testament in Genesis 6:5, where every imagination of the thoughts of their heart was only evil continually. This is in the Old Covenant. Remember, we now have a new heart. At the same time, we can have evil in our heart if we do not guard our heart and we do not listen to the Word of God. That's why you have to watch what you are yielding your members to. You got to be sure you're yielding yourself unto the Lord. Esau said in his heart that he was going to slay his brother Jacob. Do not let the evil type of thoughts come into your mind and meditate on them, because they will get into your heart. And if you say this within your heart, then that will show a murder spirit within you. You cannot allow that to come into you. Remember Pharaoh? Pharaoh's heart was hardened. He refused to let the people go. In Exodus 8:15, it says, He hardened his heart, and he hearkened not unto them. And I tell you, if you do not hearken unto what God tells you to do, you will harden your heart. And then in 9:34, Pharaoh, it said he sinned more and hardened his heart, and he would not do what God told him to do. It's interesting the fact that you must realize the fact that when you sin, it works a hardening in your heart. We see that over in Hebrews chapter 3, where it talks about the deceitfulness of sin causes a hardening of heart as well. You do not want to yield to sin. You want to resist sin. You want to walk in the ways of righteousness and be obedient unto the Lord. Leviticus 19:17 says, Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Don't ever have hatred. Remember, if you have hatred for a brother, the Bible says in 1 John 3 that you are a murderer. Do not have hatred in your heart. In Deuteronomy 8:14, it talks about the heart being lifted up. If you let your heart be lifted up with pride, it said that they would forget the Lord who brought them out of Egypt, brought them out of the house of bondage. Do not forget the Lord. And I'll tell you, watch that heart. Be sure the heart is always humble before the Lord at all times in your life. In 1 Kings chapter 15, King Jeroboam, he was reigning in Israel, and in verse 3 it says, he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father. He did not keep his heart right. His heart was not perfect because he walked in the sins of his father. We cannot continue to walk in the ways of sins of our forefathers. If we know these things, we must repent. Yes, we have the iniquity curses from the sins and iniquities of our forefathers, but we can cast out the spirits, and we can turn and repent and get the word in us, and we can walk in the ways of righteousness. In 2 Chronicles 25, Amaziah, he reigned, and it said he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. He did that was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. That shows you the fact that it's possible for you to do something that is right, but not with a right heart attitude, not with a perfect heart. Some people just go through the motions. They'll do things because they ought to do it, and they know they should do it, but they really don't want to do it from their heart. They really don't have a willing heart, a perfect heart. God is looking at your heart, remember, and that's what counts with Him. You must have your heart yielded unto the Lord. Be sure that whenever you do things, you're doing it from your heart, just as forgiveness. If you won't forgive from your heart, you will be turned over to the tormentors because you've just gone through the motions. You haven't done it from a genuine heart attitude of forgiving a person. You know, the Bible says foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. And boy, that's why we got to get the word into them. And the rod of correction will drive it far from them. We need to correct them. And we need to get the word in unto them so that they will turn away from these things. Evil can be in the heart. We've got to watch out that we do not let it get in. That's why we got to take our thoughts captive. Watch what we yield our members to. You know, in Isaiah 35:4 it says, "Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not." Don't let that fearful heart get into you. God says, fear not, be strong. Get in the Word. Let the Word dwell in your heart and in your mind. Resist the enemy and allow the Word of God to dwell in your heart so you walk in obedience in your heart. Your heart is acceptable in His sight. We'll talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.